says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed we can, folks. Thanks for joining the Trump Phenomenon radio show right here on a Monday night, March 27th, 2023. I'm James Kelso for the next hour in our 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday show. And it's a live show. You're welcome to participate. That's the usual phone number, 512, deep in the heart of Texas there, 512, Round Rock, Texas. That's where Republic Broadcasting is. That's where you send your support, republicbroadcasting.org, 512-248-8255. I'm up here in sunny North Dakota, and you know, we're really, I'll tell you, that global warming, just when you're not looking, that global warming will catch you. I mean, we're really suffering from global warming up here in North Dakota. Right now it's 11 degrees on my front porch. That's right, March 27th, and it's 11 blistering degrees. Oh, geez. What was it? I think I saw, was it Al Gore? I think it was Al Gore. Or was it John Kerry who said the oceans are boiling off? Yes, the Earth's oceans. The global warming is so severe that the oceans are boiling off. Ooh, folks, if I had to pick which is more likely, no, of course, weather changes. That's what weather is. Weather equals change. No change equals no weather. So, and it changes in all the different time periods. If I had to bet the ranch on whether, let's say, the next 10 or 20 years will bring us a warming trend or a cooling trend, I would put my money on a cooling trend. I think the indications, and I've forgotten the name of the Russian scientist who came up with his brilliant understanding of solar cycles. And if any of you know the name, can remember that Russian's name for me, it starts with an M, I think. And he noticed like four, maybe five different solar system cycles for the Earth that would change our orientation to the sun and change the radiation coming to the Earth from the sun. And I believe, according to the cycles that he plotted out, we're in for a cooling because our angle and our distance to the sun is varying, and it's now in a pattern that will take us down, which may signal conceivably the beginning of an ice age. And that science is solid. So we may be looking at, and that's what it feels like up here in North Dakota. I mean, this is cold. This is not global warming. Alrighty, we can even talk about that. We got a lot of things on the menu here to talk about. We've got Ukraine. We've got the 2024 election. We've got the COVID 1984. We've got the January 6 heroes. We've got the corrupted FBI. We've got lawfare on steroids. And then we've got Let's Go Biden. And by Let's Go Biden, I mean, let's go, Biden. Come on. Folks, he looks as if he intends to run. He doesn't have the intelligence or the, you know, common sense to stand down. Just announce, hey, I this has been fun. I've got my 4 years as president. I had my 8 years as vice president, and that's enough for me at 80 years old. But he can't say it. He's got the, he's demented, and he is lusting for power, and that he has the terminal, fatal kind that never goes away. So if he runs for president, that's really good news for us patriots. That would give us a Trump-Biden rematch. Perfect. Settle all the scores with the same personnel. Perfect. We'll take a Biden replacement, but the longer Biden – see, look at the dilemma the Democrats are in. Are you going to be the first Democrat to repudiate Biden? Are you going to be the first to call a spade a spade? None of them have done it. They all have to. This is one of the defects. You know, the strength of the left is they hold their formation. They don't break ranks. That's their strength. That's also their weakness. So that right now, when they do need to break ranks, they do need to turn against Joe Biden, they can't do it. So they're all, you know, they're all on board with Joe, World War III, COVID scamdemic, open borders. We love Ukraine. We love Zelensky. Did you see that, the photo opportunity shots of Biden with Zelensky? Biden's, you know, more than a head taller than Zelensky. So he does his cuddling thing with Volodymyr Zelensky. He wraps his arms around him, kind of fondles his arms, and then pulls him close as if he wants to give him a French kiss. I love it. I love it. And so you can see Zelensky going, God, get this guy. Get this guy's paws off of me. This is so... you can provide the word. Anyway, so we got to cover all those things. So let's do that. Well, and the executive summary, it's looking good. Let's start at the top of the list. My biggest anxiety over the last couple of months was World War III. Still is, of course, but the prospect of World War III seems to have receded quite a bit. Some of the adults have shown up in the room. So, for instance, Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary, President Milanovic of Croatia, and others. The Turkish government today said that they are interested in the, can you believe this, the Chinese peace proposal in Ukraine. Xi Jinping flying to Moscow saying, hey, we've had enough of this war. Let's knock it off. Can you believe that? That's how sick it's gotten. We actually have to turn to the most evil regime in human history for common sense. you're really in trouble at that point. But that's good. That's good. And of course, the Chinese Communist Party wields enormous power. So if they decide they want the war in Ukraine to end, they've got a lot of ways to make it end. And all these politicians in Europe that are kissing Joe Biden's ass and groveling in front of the American deep state, Red China's got the number on all of them. So upshot, I think World War III has been canceled. and it looks as if, and what will be the outcome? Here's my forecast, the Las Vegas odds on how Ukraine winds up. I think Vladimir Putin has achieved his goal of saving the Russian people of Donbass and nearby areas, those areas specifically that are overwhelmingly Russian in ethnicity, who overwhelmingly want to be part of Russia. They don't want anything to do with Vladimir Zelensky or his Russia-hating, corrupt, installed by the CIA government. So it looks as if that area, it looks like the area that Vladimir Putin wants to have protected has now been occupied by the Russian army and is being protected. And good luck. Good luck. Zelensky in taking it back from the Russians. With what? And Europe is sick of, well, Europe is being ruined for the sake of this one insane individual, Volodymyr Zelensky. This one madman who has no problem fighting a war to the last Ukrainian. He's nuts. He has suffered more Ukraine. No Ukrainian needed to die, not a single one. There need have been no war. All that Zelensky had to do was sit down and reflect on the matter. Gee, all of the people of Crimea are Russians, all of them, 95%. Larger but still humongous majorities of Luhansk and Donetsk and Zaporozhye and Kharkiv and Kherson are also Russian. Odessa actually is Russian. And to say, well, you know what? People should be able to rule themselves. These Russian people don't want to be ruled by my Ukrainian buddies. So let them go. And let's just get along. You guys go your way. You have your plebiscite, your vote, your referendum on what you want to do with yourselves. You want to be an independent new nation. You want to be part of Mother Russia. You vote on it, and we'll go with what you vote. Not one person needed to die. And Europe's economy did not need to be crashed. Crashed. Trashed. Banking system trashed. Energy system trashed. Productivity trashed. Social cohesion trashed. All of this because of one insane Volodymyr Zelensky, a little punk who likes to wear t-shirts and sweatshirts, is about 4 feet tall. He's a nothing. He's a washed up comedian. And somehow, for some reason, for a variety of reasons, the deep state, the globalists, made him into their poster boy, put him on the front cover of Time magazine. And of course, they already done it? Nominate him for a Nobel Peace Prize, which I'm sure he'll get, even though he's the most murderous man on earth. All right, so that's one story. Let me go. Oh, let me look at my message board here. All right, I'm keeping my eye on the message board if any of you want to call in. I will put you right on the air. Another story that we're covering, more good news. As the Democrats sing, happy days are here again. Ron DeSantis has taken a swan dive off of whatever the tallest building in Florida is. He has self-destructed. his campaign is over. You can scratch Ron DeSantis, Ron DeSanctimonious. You can scratch him off. Donald Trump doesn't even need to spend much time chewing out the guy. He is simply not ready for prime time, and he has self-destroyed himself. The worst moment being his smarmy, sanctimonious, giggling, ha-ha moment, saying, I don't know much about payoffs to strippers. Oh, that was so funny, Ron. And you know what? Not only your presidential run, your political career died in that single paragraph. You will never raise your, you will never rise again in the eyes of the MAGA movement. The MAGA movement remembers. They will not forget that moment. You just disqualified yourself. So good news there. So Donald Trump can now focus on the main event, which is destroying the communists who have taken over our country. COVID-1984, good news there. Good news on all fronts. On COVID-1984, Donald Trump was just this weekend. He held this magnificent rally in Waco, Texas. That was on Saturday. Easily 25,000 people there. As far as the eye could see. And he had beautiful, beautiful moments, including stating, I will not give a penny to any institution that requires a vaccine, a vaccination, or requires a mask. So that clarifies that fully, that clears the air on the vaccine. Beautifully handled by Donald Trump. And by the way, speaking of that event in Waco, let me add that to my list of things to cover here very quickly. That was a wonderful, wonderful Trump rally. Everybody that was there that commented on online, all of them said, this is even more powerful than the rallies in 2016 and 2015. The MAGA movement is burning more brightly than it did then. The spirit is higher. Everyone concurred on this. There were two great, who introduced this rally? Was it Lindsey Graham? Or was it, let me think of another rhino that's in there. How about Chris Christie? Or, you know, you name the rhinos. No. Who did Donald Trump bring up to the stage to warm up the audience for the main act? He brought up Marjorie Taylor Greene. Ooh. Hit it out of the park. And then he also brought up Matt Gaetz, congresswoman from Northwest Georgia, congressman from far west Florida Panhandle, and the beautiful challenge that Matt Gaetz threw out was, I want to see an endorsement of Donald Trump from Ron DeSantis and from Ted Cruz. So that was beautiful. It was sunny. It was warm. Everybody was happy, loving it. I don't know what the next Trump rally is going to be. If anybody finds out about it before I do, call me up. Call up the show. When is the next Trump rally going to be? But it's, I mean, Donald Trump is somewhere between fourth and fifth gear. He is moving. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Inflation control is population control. I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to get your body ready to fight the next virus with Quercetin Plus Zinc from Liberty Lighthouse Wellness. Find it at liberty-lighthouse.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve was created by Congress to provide the nation with a safer, more flexible, and more stable monetary and financial system. One way that they do this is by attempting to control inflation. But is that really a good thing? The money in your pocket or in your bank account isn't really money at all. It's fiat currency with no physical backing. It is worth less every time the government prints more. Contrast the current system to actual minted money. A quarter minted before 1965 contains about $3.50 worth of silver today. A quarter dollar from 1965 isn't even worth $2.50 today. So the value of silver has increased by 1,400%, but because of artificially manipulated inflation, the dollar has only gone up by 950% during that same time. You see, inflation is only bad when all of our money is fake fiat currency. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Back, folks. Let's get to some more good news. I don't have anything gloomy to say here. Let's go to the lawfare front. Good news there as well. The left was dead set on. I mean, number one on their agenda is stop Donald Trump. Don't even let him run. Stop him before he gets into the election. And so they've tried thing after thing. It's all fallen flat on its face. It's backfired. It's boomeranged. They're down to three lawfare cases. The horse face Stormy Daniels case. I forget his first name, Smith guy, who is prosecuting on the handling of classified files. That's based on the arising out of the unbelievably unconstitutional criminal FBI raid on Donald Trump's home. Who are these Lilliputian FBI? These are gutsy. These are gutsy gunmen that show up at the president's home armed to the teeth. An unannounced raid in the middle of the night on Donald Trump's home. I don't know what time they showed up. I mean, there are lots of pictures of them in the middle of the night, blocking his gates, brandishing their guns, making absolute fools themselves. So that was a case. And then the third case is in Georgia. The case, what is the predicate on this case? The phone call of Donald Trump to this guy Raffensperger, this rat, this rhino Raffensperger, who threw the two Georgia elections deliberately as a rhino, as a traitor, doing anything to stop Donald Trump. So Trump called him up and said, hey, what's going on? It looks like there are a lot of phony votes in Georgia. Looks like the election boards are not doing their job. It looks like the Democrats are getting away with murder. And that was the call. And that's the predicate for a take down the president with lawfare. Well, here's the good news. All three lawfare cases are dead as a doornail. They're not going anywhere. Again, the decks are cleared. That's all going to be resolved shortly. And the president can focus on the battle at hand. And then let's see what else we got here. Let me give you another little item here that arises from this weekend. As the president got out of his Trump won beautiful airplane at the Waco Regional Airport, this man, he looked like Clint Eastwood. He looked trim, fit. He looked like he's gotten more sleek. He looked younger and more fit than, you know, he's been in a long time. And so he really had energy, and he had, for the ladies, this guy was sexy. This guy was a stud. And so he was an ideal political candidate on Saturday. So there we go. How about the January 6th front? That's looking great too, because now videos are coming out, unbelievably corrupt videos of federal agents. Actually, they're recorded saying, pushing people, saying, go in there, go up, climb up, go into the Capitol. Come on, we need you. Hurry. And they're disguised as Trump supporters, or just some of them even dressed as cops, telling the people, go in. Here, I'll hold the door. Come on, go up there. And then pushing from behind, pushing people, and then importuning them. Come on, let's push. All kinds of video like this. And then recordings of them talking as the police are firing flashbangs, completely unprovoked flashbangs, malicious flashbangs into the crowd, killing two people. Nobody talks about this. Then beating Rose Boyland to death, and then murdering Ashley Babbitt. And there are recordings of this. So here's what's new. And by the way, the burden now goes to Kevin McCarthy and partly to Tucker Carlson. All 44,000 hours. We want to see it all immediately. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Yes, politically incorrect, each and every one of you out there, including James in Vancouver. James, can you hear me?
Sir, I read you loud and clear, sir.
Well, you know, I hope you're, you know, I'm going down a list here of all the different fronts in the Patriot fight, and I see we're doing well on every front. And I think the danger of World War III has receded. Vladimir Putin has shown himself to be eminently sane. And unlike
our guys.
Supreme leader, yes, our chairman Biden.
Well, I heard what you said about Zelensky, right?
Yes.
You got to remember,
Zelensky's crazy, and so are his close friends. They're crazy too.
Yes, there's no question. Zelensky is a psychopath because he is killing.
And his buddies are too.
Yeah. Yes, he's killing thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. This is not a huge country. He's destroying a whole generation. He's destroying his whole nation. And all for what? For nothing.
And there's a reason. There's a reason behind it. He wants
Go
to
ahead.
Depopulate Ukraine of Ukrainians. And by the way, did you know that Ukrainians are different from Russians? Ukrainians share DNA with the Greeks. Okay.
Well, that makes sense because the Greeks had colonies all over the Black Sea area.
Yeah, that's right, because they did trading up there. And, you know, sklavos is the Greek word for slave, and they took slaves from that area, brought them down to Greece, and they were well treated, actually. So this has been going on 2,500 years ago or more is when it started.
Well, the CIA, there's no question the CIA and the deep staters in America, led by Victoria Nuland. Look up Victoria Nuland. That's not her family's real name either. Look up Victoria Nuland. And this is one of these insane, unhappy, frumpy women who they are so bloodthirsty in their desire for war. This is like, remember Hillary Clinton? She was giggling on TV. I mean, think of the combat experience of Hillary Clinton, her extensive military experience. Remember when she said on TV concerning the brutal killing of Muammar Gaddafi, who was dragged through the streets and his corpse was mutilated, all done at the behest of Hillary Clinton. And her commentary on giggling madly, she says, "We came, we saw, he died." That was her summary of that brutal event. Of course, Muammar Gaddafi was America's biggest friend in Libya. He was the wall that stopped Africa from coming across the Mediterranean to Europe. And by killing Muammar Gaddafi, Libya turned into a free-for-all of people jumping in the ocean to be picked up by non-governmental organization, NGO boats floating right offshore of Libya to pick them up and conduct them over, as you say, to Greece, to Italy, to France, to Spain. And Victoria Nuland is another one of these very unhappy women who I think they're venting their anger at everyone, especially men, by wanting to start wars. And the more who die, the more giggly and giddy they get. So but Victoria Nuland is one of the leaders of this group. And, you know, of course, we have to include, in this group of women, we have to include what's his face? He's so forgettable. What's the name of the South Carolina senator? Lindsey Graham. He's one of these women.
Lindsey boy.
He's really angry. He wants people to die. And of course, you know, he's got the same kind of combat experience that Hillary Clinton and Victoria Nuland have. But they run.
Well,
they're running the U.S. military.
They look the same, don't they? He and Mitch McConnell. I can't tell the two of them apart.
Yeah. Oh, Mitch McConnell. What a man. Look at that chin.
Yeah.
He's got that masculine chin.
If he doesn't do what that girl tells him, he'll get beat the crap beat out of him.
Right, exactly. Coco Chow.
I'm sitting right there.
His Beijing handler.
Yes, you did wrong thing. You got to die. You got to suffer.
Anyway, the
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So these people, you know, and look at them. You know, another she man is George Bush, senior and junior.
Well, yeah. I was a cheerleader.
Look at the
I was a cheerleader in the football team.
Yeah. George Bush Jr., he shows up on the USS Abraham Lincoln, which he, as a president, he's got the same dementia as Zelensky here, insanity. He has the USS Abraham Lincoln, which is a huge aircraft carrier, circling, just needlessly circling, just over the horizon off of their home port of San Diego. And, of course, the 5,000 crew members on the Lincoln, which has been out at sea a long time, of course, they're all itching to get home and to see their kids and their wives. But no, they're kept at sea. Why? So that George Walker Bush, can fly onto the deck of the Lincoln in a two-seater jet, and he's got his flight suit on. He doesn't need to wear a flight suit, and he's got his his cod piece on. You know, these combat pilots, of course, you have to wear a kind of a cod piece because, you know, if you got to take a leak in the middle of a mission, you got to take a leak. So they're all equipped for that. So Bush comes in equipped for that, and of course he makes a 5-minute flight from San Diego to the Lincoln, and he gets out of the jet with his helmet on. You know, he's a fighter pilot, you know. And then up on the, all of this staged up on the tower of the Abraham Lincoln, it says, you know, big sign, mission accomplished. You know, we beat Saddam Hussein who has the anthrax and the bioweapons and the nuclear weapons and the weapons of mass destruction, all of it complete. You know, as the president says, the president has made this an excellent term, bullshit. Every single bit of it, complete, utter.
SEC regulations.
Well, you know, I think all of that is going away because it's this is one good development in media, is that people are using, it's getting hairy, so people are using some hairy language. But I'm just quoting the president, and by the way, in his latest appearance in Waco, of his speech, the president said, this is all complete and utter bullshit. And the audience went wild. The audience loved it because they want a strong word to describe their world as being destroyed. They don't want, you know, they don't want a guy who goes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you this is nonsense.
I'm doing a parody.
If Donald Trump said, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow citizens, you all know it, and I'm just going to say it right now. Every bit of this is ridiculous. It is you could hear crickets. You could hear crickets. No, he has to say, this is bullshit, you know, and then the crowd goes wild. And or how about a word like treason? This is treason. And or how about this? The president uses this a lot. These people are not socialists. They're communists. And this is new. This is new. You wouldn't, even Ronald Reagan didn't say stuff like that. This is new. This is progress. And go ahead.
Yeah.
So the progress on all those fronts. Now here, let me just read you a couple of posts that the president's put up here. Here is today, Donald Trump wrote this. Ron DeSanctimonious is being crushed in the polls. All of them. Many globalists are having second thoughts. Rhinos, Karl Rove. Oh my God, look at this. I mean, come on. I'm just reading this for the first time. Rhinos, Karl Rove, Pauline Ryan, Wait a minute, folks. His name is Paul. The president. You know why I described Lindsey Graham as a woman? And a disgrace to women.
It can be a girl's name, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. But Paul, the president calls Paul Ryan, who is the former Speaker of the House. He was the head of the Republican Party in the House when Donald Trump won in 2016. He has, you know, again, using the strong language, he doesn't say my esteemed colleague, Paul Ryan. He says Pauline Ryan.
Right.
So what is he saying about the manhood of Paul Ryan? He's saying something, folks. He's saying something about Paul Ryan's manhood. And then he says, Karl Rove, and by the way, I've met Karl Rove. I'll tell you what, you can question his manhood any day of the week. Boy, that butterball. Pauline Ryan. And then he says, and Jeb, low-energy Bush, are beside themselves. This is because their boy, you know, Ron DeSanctis. See, they bet the ranch on Ron DeSanctimonious. And now, what a screw-up. Because they've spent these rhinos. Well, let me finish his post first, and then I'll comment. They are beside themselves. They have rarely witnessed a cratering of this magnitude. Maybe they should have told Ron that trying to destroy Social Security and Medicare three times is not a good thing to do. Also, his record on the China virus, crime, and education is, despite his ever-spinning PR machine, abysmal. Now, and of course, the president can't say it. We have to say it. What he really did was not his mistakes on all those issues. What the big mistake Ron DeSanctimonious did is he thought he could square off against Donald Trump. He thought he could get into the octagon with the orange man. And boy, was he wrong. And he's finding out the hard way. What did Mike Tyson say about professional fighters? He said, everybody's a tough guy until they get hit in the nose. And by the way, I'll bet you Mike Tyson is a Trump supporter. DeSanctimonious got punched in the nose, and he just, he, as the president says, nice choice of verbs, he cratered. That's what happened. And so now all these people, all these rhinos, and these establishment deep staters, billionaires, plenty of them, have spent hundreds of millions of dollars on Ron DeSanctimonious already. Well, it's all money down the drain. And DeSanctimonious isn't going to give it back. He's got all the money he needs to run for office, you know, till the end of time. I'll tell you what, James, I don't think he's going to run. I don't think he's going to run against. I think he's been spooked, and he's going to bow out.
I think he will.
Yeah, he got punched in the nose, and he went crying to mommy.
Well, he would be right to do so, because if he waits till 2028, then he'll appear to be a gentleman to the situation. That's what I would do. I would say
he might conceivably, at least in his dreams, he'll have a chance in 2028 if he gets out now. But I'm telling you, I think Ron DeSanctimonious is finished. His political career is over.
Nixon lost in 1960, but he conceded very graciously at the night of the election and said, well, if this trend continues, John Kennedy will be the next president. Bingo. And then 8 years later, he was tough, bigger than ever, see?
Yes, that's true.
And Al Gore, I should have won. And now nobody wants Al Gore on a ticket, see?
Correct. Yeah, people don't love a whiner. But I think DeSanctimonious is finished. And you know, let's look forward to a world without World War III, where you and I are still alive in 2028. And just imagine, Donald Trump will have been president for 4 years. Imagine the beautiful, brilliant things that he will have accomplished and the mistakes that did happen in the first term that he will not repeat in the second term, especially wishfully thinking that you can appoint people from some of the bad guys and they'll somehow straighten out. You know, making somebody the UN ambassador or giving them a high position, they will somehow, there's somehow a patriotic bone in their body and it will be brought forth. No. I think Donald Trump learned that lesson. No, you can't appoint John Bolton. John Bolton will always be a traitor. We'll be right back. Me and James, we'll be right back.
Timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone. Big John. Big
John. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
Where the sun don't shine. And we're back, folks. And now, I'll tell you what, James, there in Vancouver, and everybody out there in the audience, I want to give you a real treat that will make your Monday night. If you go to truthsocial.com, to Donald Trump's post made today, scroll down. You have to be patient because he puts up so many posts. You're going to have to scroll through a lot of posts. But get to this one. This one just floored me just now. I just saw it. It's a picture. The picture is a picture of the cockpit of Trump Force One. That's probably one of his planes, but that's his main plane that he brings to all these rallies. And the with a big Trump along the side of the plane. And you see in the cockpit there, you see two guys with four bars on their shirts. And I think four bars means captain in a commercial plane. So nobody with three bars, no co-captain, two captains in the front seats. And they're looking out and they're taking off, undoubtedly taking off from West Palm Beach Airport, which I know very well, taken off numerous times from there. And then you see them pulling up beautifully, pulling up over the water there, the Atlantic Ocean, as they head over to Waco. And looks like a morning takeoff or a daylight takeoff. And there's somebody sitting right behind them, between them and right behind them. And then you look at it for a while and you go, I know that hair. I know that hairdo. And then you realize he turns sideways as they're taking off. And it's Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump sitting in the cockpit as they take off, just silently watching as the pilots take off and observing. It's so moving. It's so inspirational to see this man in the cockpit, which he is the pilot of our ship, of our airship. He is the commander. And so he's sitting behind these two guys with four stripes on their shoulders and watching them do their – he's probably got the two best pilots in North America.
He believes in management by inspection, personal inspection. So when he builds a building, he looks at everything in that building. There's nothing he doesn't look at.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's beautiful. You know, as most of them, as all of them are, folks, on these big, this magnificent planes, the cockpit is simply just, you know, a glorious achievement of Western civilization. Yeah. It's just something to see what these pilots operate, the machinery that they're operating, that our people invented. And of course, it's all in jeopardy. If we have World War III, folks, you can take all that Western civilization achievement, and you know what? The sound you hear is it going down the toilet. And that's what all of us patriots, including Donald Trump, he said, World War III, he said, pray, everybody. Donald Trump is dedicated. He says, I'm the only candidate who can prevent World War III, and he's right. Well, thank you, James. Thank all of you. We'll be You're back welcome. Tuesday night. I think probably with more great news from the Trump train. See you then.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.